Hi there, Kevin. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and Mary wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, how it worked, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a rate that we are reducing because it is Veterans Day. Now, the best part about this is you're saving $100 off the normal cost of the service. So you're looking at exactly $199.00 on a month-to-month basis. Now, we are grandfathering that price in. So every month that you're with us, you save that extra $100. So it would only ever be exactly $199. The calls come directly to you. So it's nothing at all like a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead or sharing that lead with your competitors or dealing with a potential customer who's looking for the cheapest guy or just an estimate. You're going to get direct phone calls. We're going to build a website for you, a .com website that talks about your services, that showcases before and after photos. When people decide to call you, they will call you with advanced knowledge of the fact that you do what they're looking for. They're calling you directly. They're calling you specifically. Not everyone's going to call you. Obviously, you won't be the only company that pops up on the first page when someone does that search for a handyman or for different services that you can provide. Residential and commercial clients alike that will be able to call you directly if they're looking for someone who can paint or any of the projects that you can provide, they'll see that work. They're looking to hire you. That's why they're calling you. It's a high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And that website will be included at no additional cost. So it's part of the $199. It is $199 as an out-the-door cost on a month-to-month basis. Now, I know you've got questions for me. My question for you first is, at least on the surface, is that something that you think you would want for your business, more calls directly to you?
Yeah, sure.
Google it. You know, it's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Simply put, it is where we go when we do not know who to call. So, you know, the benefit there is that people will not need to already know the name of your company to find you and call you directly. And then, of course, every new customer that finds you online becomes someone who can use you for other projects, who can recommend you to their friends and their family. So traditional word of mouth will also grow as a result of that online placement. Now, like I said, the website's included. You get the tracking system, too, so you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, keep in mind, it is not just Google. You'll be verified and recognized as an active business on both Google and Bing, but more importantly displayed in that local map because you'll have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page for your company, Super Pages, Manta. You'll have the almost 70 different destination directories and platforms that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. It's what the search engines search for, content relating to that person's search. So all of those directories will be talking about your services, your service area, linking back to your website and those verified listings on Google and Bing.
And you guys build the website?
We'll build the website for you. We're going to talk to you about how you want to be branded, the services you want to be found for, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan. We'll ask you to email us photos so that we can put them on the website. Now, the initial construction of the website is included. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website will also be included. So, Kevin, we can use photos that you've got now, and we can always add new photos or videos down the road of jobs that we send your way. There would never be any additional cost for that. In fact, there's no additional cost whatsoever. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees, of course, because you're not paying for the lead. The calls will come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, residential or commercial, big jobs or small, it is still that fixed flat rate. And the tracking system will show you exactly where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page. You'll know which clients found you from the map or from the directories or from your website. most of the time you just get those direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website, there's a contact form, so they can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they want to have done when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Kevin, you will get a text message as well as an email, so you will always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or if they're reaching out to you through your website, it is still not flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they do type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from. You even know who to follow up with. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, just the follow through. Like I said, I just left Angie's. You know, they promised me all that stuff too, and they
I hope they don't promise you placement on Google. They'll spend millions of dollars, and they are one of Google's, whether it was Angie Leads or back when it was called Home Advisor, even to this day, they are still one of Google's biggest customers. They do spend between $2 and $3 million every month on Google paid ads. Now, of course, that's to promote their company and to, you know, brand the different services that they provide and all across the country. But they make that money all back, hand over fist, because they sell and resell, the same lead to competing businesses. So it's a very, very different service. They put themselves on Google, they capture those leads, and then they flip them. You know, they sell and resell the same lead to business owners. With us, your success is our success. With them, whether you got the job or not, whether someone else got the job or no one got the job, whether you called them and they didn't answer or they hung up on you when you called them, you still had to pay for that lead. With us, your success is our success. So it's very different. We're offering our services on a month-to-month basis. We absolutely have to get your phone ringing. Now, one thing I did see, and you do still have that active profile page. You probably paid for the annual membership fee. So you still have that active profile page. And it says on there, veteran-owned. Are you yourself a veteran of the U.S. military?
No, my partner is.
Your partner is. Okay. Well, it is Veterans Day. And for veteran-owned companies, we're waiving the setup fee. That's going to save you another $100, save you $99 on top of that. So it would just be the $199 as an out-the-door cost, not even a setup fee, and the website's included. Now, I mean, all I can do, I definitely, obviously, can't wear a black eye for Angie. We've got nothing at all to do with that company, or even with their business model of capturing leads and then flipping them and putting businesses in competition with each other. But what I can do is do right by your business. Get your phone ringing. Earn your business 1 month at a time. I mean, if you look at it this way, they made money from you from the beginning. With us, we have to earn your business for several months just to break even. We're going to build a website for you. We sell that sometimes $3.99 by itself. You know, we're talking about reducing your costs and even taking $100 off of it and waiving the setup fee that helps us to offset the cost of creating the content in the first place. So we still have to pay everybody to create that content. In some cases, there's a direct cost associated with creating those different directories and platforms. Like I said, we would have to earn your business for probably 3 months just for us to break even. We still have to keep updating and optimizing all of the listings to begin with. So we've got skin in the game, too. We're not even asking you for a contract long enough to cover our costs. We just know that our clients who use the service, they keep it. It works. Nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. I've been with the company myself for over 9.5 years. I've got clients that have been with me almost from the beginning, but as a company, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. Before the end of the year, on December 17th, we'll celebrate our 18-year anniversary. We started in 2004. Now, there's no way, Kevin, that we would be able to stay in business. There's no way we can keep our doors open if we were losing money, and we would lose money. If you canceled in that first month, we would lose money. You know, we have to keep your phone ringing. We have to earn your business long term for it to be viable for us. You know, so like I said, I can't wear a black eye for Angie's or Home Advisor, whatever you want to call themselves now, but I can waive your setup fee, reduce your rate, keep it reduced at $199, and include the website at no additional cost. Now, that makes it to the point where we have to get your phone ringing quickly and keep it ringing often. You know, it is month to month though.
If I was to sign up today, how much would it cost me?
It would be $199 as an out the door cost. Like I said, there's no setup fee. I mean, I'm waiving your setup fee, and we're reducing the rate from $299 to $199. So you're just looking at $199 to get started, even with the website. The website's included, no additional cost. So, you know, we have to earn your business. We have to keep your phone ringing. The calls come to you. You get the tracking and reporting system, and it's a month-to-month service. So, you know, you can stop at any time. You can cancel altogether, no questions asked, your fees involved. You can also pause it. I mean, if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or pause the service seasonally, you know, you can do that. But as long as you're a satisfied client, as long as you're using the service, you're looking at that exact flat rate of $199, it'll never go up. No taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. So in that sense, it's a lot easier to budget for than a lead-based service. Not only does it cost less, but you know in advance how much it costs. I mean, obviously with the lead-based service, as you found out.
If I pause, do I still, like, say I'm, like, overwhelmed with work,
yeah,
and I pause?
You're not
going to
pay
month,
if you pause
still...
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
Everything's paused, yeah. When it's on pause, everything's paused. The billing is paused. Our work on the account is paused, too. So we're not going to obviously go in there and update and optimize because we're not charging you for that, right? So in that sense, if it's paused for a long time, and by that I mean if you get a little more work and you just need some time to catch up, you pause it for a month, you're not going to see your placement change. But if it's paused for 2-3 months, I mean, if you were to do it seasonally, which, you know, I don't think you really need to. A lot of your services are indoors, right? People need your services year-round. But if it were paused for several months, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, you get to a downhill. You can keep going without pedaling. You might even pick up speed for a little bit. But without us continuing to update and optimize, like I said, over a few months, you would start to see your placement slowly fall off the first page, although it doesn't happen overnight. But as long as you're active and as long as it's not paused for more than a month or so, you're going to stay on that first page for the services that you provide.
So you're saying if I am a customer looking for a handyman, okay, and I just type in handyman to Google, and I'm in the area that we map out,
correct,
I would pop up as like the first. Do you have a rating system as well?
Yeah. What exactly do you mean by rating system? Like, will you have reviews?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have reviews, and we'll help you to get those reviews. You'll have what Google calls the knowledge panel. So it's basically a virtual or digital brochure for your company. Not only will your website be attached there, bullet points of your services, photos attached there, and testimonials of your satisfied clients. 5-star reviews will populate not only on your Google listing, but they also repopulate right on your website as well. So, and people will click on your website. That's usually where they're going to see those reviews. They'll be able to see that people are saying good things about you. We can definitely help you to get those reviews. And, yeah, I mean, as long as it's in your service area, you'll be in that local map for the keywords related to your services, because that's the content that we're going to build, you know, on the 70 different destinations and directories. The businesses that pop up on the first page, Kevin, they're not there because they've been doing it the longest or because they have the biggest company or because they do the best job. They're just there because they've got more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. Now, we're Google partners, so we know that Google is indexing almost 70 directories. We know what directories to create. All of that content talks about your services and your service area, and that way, when someone is in that area and looks for a handyman near me or residential handyman, or if they're looking for painting contractor, drywall contractor, you know, electrical services. I mean, if it's a service that you want to be found for, if we build that into the content, you'll get found for those searches. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase because the search engine's a very advanced artificial intelligence, and it knows if someone misspells whatever they're looking for, you can still pop up for that.
Okay.
Okay.
So can you call me Because I'm like right in the middle of something.
We have to call you back later. Like I said, we do want to talk to you about your services and get all the information that we need to build out your website. But we'll do that later on today. I really only need about 5 minutes of your time. Mary and Tara are my mapping coordinators assigned to this listing as it became available again. So we're reaching out to find the one company to work with. I need about 5 minutes. I just want to verify a little bit of your information here. Together we can take a look at that client interview calendar for that follow-up call. That's where we take care of the bulk of it. But, you know, I did want to make sure that I know the name of the business, and it's the Handy Guy, right? That's how you want the business to be branded online?
Yeah.
And then, excuse me, Kevin, is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you want your customers to call? Is it also the best number for us to reach you? It's the business number and your number too. So 443-983-7607. And that's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yeah.
Perfect. And like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls, but if they fill out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that lead form. Kevin, what's a good email address either for you or for your business?
For my business, it would be bmorehandy2020@gmail.com.
It's just B, just the letter B, though, right? Not the word B-E?
Yeah.
So it's Be More Handy. You said 2020?
Yeah.
And that was at Gmail, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Kevin, I never did get your last name.
Matthew. M-A-T-T-H-E-W-F.
And there's two T's in Matthews, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was the address that still shows up on the Angie's, because I think you're service-based. I'm pretty sure you always go out to the customer. No one comes to you. There's no physical address, no brick-and-mortar that we would be promoting for your business. The 2005 Alto Vista Avenue, is that a residence? Is that your home?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. So, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. Or even if it was an outside office, if you don't see customers come to you, you know, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. You're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Okay. Now, like I said, I'd have to schedule that follow-up call with our technician, but to secure the listing for your company, meaning we stop calling through the area. We do not put our clients in competition with each other. We cannot. Due to strict Google guidelines. We wouldn't want to either. I mean, like I said, we're kind of going out on a limb here for you below our cost to provide the service. So we have to, you know, keep your phone ringing. We wouldn't want you to be in competition with one of our clients. So, you know, like I said, we only work with one business at a time. We're calling through the area, so we want to secure the listing for the Handy Guy so we can stop the calls. I need about 3 more minutes to read a voice verification. It's required of us as Google partners because it gets recorded through the computer and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are waiving that setup fee, that we're reducing the cost to $199, and we're even including the website at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Mr. Matthews, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am, like I said, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there and schedule that follow-up call. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. I've got it set up. Okay. So it reads as follows, Kevin. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Matthews. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance, outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
The Handy Guy.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Matthews, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Kevin Matthews, operator and CEO of Handyman.
Perfect.
The Handyman Construction.
Okay. And then, Kevin, as the operator and CEO, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Matthews, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Kevin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. It also says in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts in the term of your agreement. Now, the reason we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Kevin, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Mr. Matthews, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create the website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we also do it periodically, but if anything new comes along, it's
just a good idea. Can I ask you about the website?
Yeah, of course.
So, like, how unique would the website be? Because this would be my first, like, introduction to actually creating a website, and I know you, like, have one chance to, you know what I mean, promote yourself online. I just want to make sure, like,
So first of all, I want you to know that before we officially launch the website, you'll have access to it, and you'll always have access to it, even after it's active online. You can, through your tracking and reporting system, upload additional photos, or you can continue to email them to us. You can request content changes at any time, either by contacting us directly, or you can also make those requests through your client dashboard. We are, before we even get started, like the client interview, it's not just to talk about your services. We want to find out how you want your company branded. If you want to be listed knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. So it's definitely a collaborative effort. We want your input as much as we can get, and then you always do have the option of requesting content changes for your website. So, and like I said, we want to promote your company the way you want it to be promoted for, not just the services that you want to be listed for, but, you know, how you want your company to appear, you know, the expectations of your clients, you know, workmanship, quality, you know, that's the type of thing that we want to talk about in that client interview. If you've got a mission statement, no job too big or too small, or whatever the case might be, we'll put that branding on your website as well.
Okay.
So with all of the reductions in the cost that we'll be applying here, and keep in mind we're waiving your setup fee, it's a flat rate, we're including the website, it is month to month. So the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're actually waiving today, will be charged today's date, the 11th of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. That is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever because you're not paying for leads. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. Like I said, that rate will never go up on you, okay? Now, we do offer our services on a month-to-month basis, which means it's completely at will, no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Now, Kevin, all that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Matthews, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Kevin, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification, and then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Kevin, what works best for you, sir?
A Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
I believe both the business name and my name.
Any middle initial, or is it just first and last? Kevin,
I believe it's first and last.
First and last. All right. You said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. They all do. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
That's what I was saying. I don't have my wallet on me right now.
Are you at home? Are you outside? Are you in the field?
Yeah, I'm in the field right now.
You're in the field. But you're a handyman, right? Do you often need to maybe make a run to the hardware store or get some materials or gas?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, let me ask you this. I mean, I know that you were asking for a follow-up call before. You said you're a little bit pressed for time. But, I mean, this is something that you want for your company, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Because, I wouldn't want to have to reopen the listing and have Mary and Tara get back on the phone here.
I got you. And that's why I was asking, can you call me back in, the next 20 minutes?
I can call you back in 20 minutes, and then we'll look at the client interview calendar at that time.
Oh, okay. Is that a problem? Or?
Well, you know, I'd have to ask if there's a way for me to put a soft hold on it, because the moment that we disconnect, Mary and Tara will get back on the phone. I'm not sure who'll grab the first call, though, at this point. We've been on the phone how long now? About a half an hour or so. Yeah, we've been on the phone about a half an hour. I don't even really want to talk to somebody else about this listing, especially since it's Friday. We're trying to fill these listings and move on with our weekend, you know. I know we've got a lot more work to do on Monday.
It was literally, I left my business card in my other truck. It would literally take me 10 minutes to get there and get it.
All right. So let me just kind of message my supervisor really quick. I'm just going to tell him that you got your other work vehicle is where you've got the card listed. He's usually pretty quick to respond. Let me just give it a second here. And then I'm also taking the liberty just to look ahead and plan for that client interview. So, looks like we've got one at noon. That might be a little tight. There's a 1 o'clock as well. And then at 2 o'clock. It gets a little bit booked up towards the end of the day. There should be time. Let me ask you while I'm waiting. Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to appear online? When did you want customers to call you?
Monday, I usually work Monday through Fridays. I try to leave the weekend for the family, but
hey, just smart like, man, got to do it. I mean, if you got a call and you have a job you can do quick, maybe. So Monday through Friday, is it like 7 to 7?
7 to whatever time. I mean, well, actually, my business hours are from, like, 9 to whenever.
Okay, I gotcha. And then at this point...
I'm almost to my vehicle as well.
Oh, you are. And then are you like Monday through, not Monday through Friday, I just asked you that question. As far as payments that you accept, is it cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo or PayPal, any cash apps?
So, yeah, I do. I try not to do Cash App, but I do Cash App, I do Zelle, I do check, and I do just regular cash. I haven't set up anything as far as taking credit cards. Do you guys, I know with Angie, they had that set up to where though I could set up something to where I could take credit cards. Do you guys have that or not?
So, you know, we can discuss add-on services, but I want to get you the accurate pricing for what's included in this particular package. There are other things that we can do. There's this is included as well. It's called a Splash app. It's a downloadable app for your phone that we can include at no additional cost as part of your tracking system. Mm-hmm. Would you, and here's the thing, you know, Google's, it was only about a year ago that they really reintroduced the tracking number as not just a viable option, but really as a preferred method. So we can have, you know, a separate number that routes directly to your phone number. Unless you've got business cards or your vehicle is wrapped with your current phone number, we could do it this way too. You're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system regardless, but Google is even encouraging tracking numbers because it allows us to record conversations. Let's say you talk to somebody, you forgot maybe an important bit of information, you don't want to have to call them back and ask about it. You can listen to calls for quality control and things like that. And of course, you know, it gives you a lot more information about, you know, your history with those customers. Everything's recorded. So we can include, a tracking number. Would you want us to promote your existing phone number, or would a tracking number be something that you'd be open to?
Oh, definitely. I would think that I would want to promote my existing phone number.
Existing phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one that you've got and the one that you have.
Yeah.
So I'll put that in the notes, too.
Okay.
All right. And then you do residential and commercial, right? Did you have a preference of one over the other, or did you kind of like the mix as it comes?
I wouldn't say I prefer residential, but it's what most of my clientele is.
Okay.
Coming up. I'm getting in the house now to go grab the car.
You said so mostly residential, but you're open to commercial,
but
right?
I'm not opposed to commercial. I've done some commercial work, but very little.
Okay. So like light commercial.
Yeah.
You don't want like a job that's scope is so huge that you wouldn't be able to handle it with the manpower. So I'll put mostly residential, but you're willing to take on light commercial. Now we're going to ask you and go more into detail about it, but I mean, handyman covers a whole host of things. What is your bread and butter service? I mean, do you want to be found for like electrical work or drywall? Do you do flooring or painting?
Drywall
and painting. Okay.
Yeah. And small remodels.
Okay, so smaller remodels. So, like, you don't want, like, a whole tear out and rebuild of a kitchen or bathroom?
No, I do that.
You
not
will
to
do
that.
Big would be like a room addition or, you know, a custom house. Gotcha. Okay. So, kitchen and bathroom remodels you're fine with. Anything like countertops or flooring?
Yeah.
Cabinet replacement?
Yeah.
Cabinet resurfacing?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got most of that information. And we'll, of course, go over that too with our interview technician. So we're going to schedule a follow-up call with your interview technician. We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Just kind of those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. I've got a bit of a head start here for our interview technician. If I'm available when they do that call, and like I said, it's a one-hour window for a half-hour phone call, so at some point in the first half hour is when we get to that phone call. I usually only have like a couple of minutes of heads-up time, so if I'm on a call when they are ready, you know, I won't be able to be part of that phone call. But if I am available, I'll be part of that phone call. I'll introduce you to your client interview technician. I don't know who it's going to end up being. It's basically whoever is available first when that slot comes up. But we are going to want to go over all of the things that kind of help us to brand your business and build out that website for you. And we'll talk about a logo. You don't currently have a logo, right?
No, I do not.
You do not. Okay. So just in case I'm not on that particular call, and also for future protection of you and your company, I want to set up a security question and answer. So that means that anybody who calls you saying they're affiliated with Local Splash will need to know unprompted both the question and the answer. They should also know my name, which is Paul Gordon. And also if anybody calls us saying that they're with the handy guy, they would need to know either the question and the answer, or at least the answer to the question if we ask them the question. Otherwise, we won't want to talk to them. At this point, we've only got you as an authorized point of contact.
Do you guys have a website?
Yeah, of course. I can get that information out to you. Now, the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is the website. In fact, LocalSplash.com/SEO-packages is the pricing page to that website. I'm going to send that to you in just a second here. You can just find that in the drop-down box. Because you are getting reduced pricing here. So it's an SMS message, but I sent it out to you. It's like a text message. If you want to pull that up while we're talking, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. One thing I did not mention is that you'll be able to monitor your reviews directly from your tracking system. You're asking about reviews. Not only are you going to have reviews on Google, you'll have reviews on a lot of the directories that we create. Again, it's almost 70 different directories. Most of them will allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on Google, Yelp, Foursquare, Superpages, Manta, wherever they originally populate, they repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you can kind of keep track of your online reputation. You can request reviews through your tracking system. You can respond to reviews or have us respond to those reviews on your behalf. We have been in business, like I said, at this point at 17 years. We are going to change 17 to 18 on December 17th, our official 18-year anniversary. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Now, obviously, it's a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. for you to even be a satisfied client. If you scroll down halfway under where it says Google Ads Partner, you can see that little box that says Google Partner. It's got that colorful Google G. You can click right on that, Kevin. That is not just copy and paste it off of the Internet. That's actually our official badge of authenticity. It goes directly to Google.com. It's provided to us by Google. So it goes to Google.com/partner, and if you open that up, you can see that that local splash is, in fact, a Google partner, and that is important. Google makes changes to their algorithms all the time. Sometimes they want us to create new directories. Sometimes they want us to stop creating certain directories. So we're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to make sure that you've got the right content to keep you on that first page. Okay. Now, we are talking about the reduced pricing of the Pro package, but you're getting all the bells and whistles on the other packages with the exception of paid ads. So there's not paid Facebook ads. There's not paid Google ads. But it's call and conversion tracking, dashboard access, Amazon Alexa, all of that's included. Like I said, it's just the $199, not $399 with the setup fee on there. Now, as far as the security question goes, Your choices are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I guess the city I was born in.
And then what is the answer?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Okay, perfect. I got to enter that in twice. And then you said that on that Visa card, you were not sure if it had your name, I mean, if it had a middle initial on there?
It does.
It does. And what is that middle initial?
A.
Did you say A?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it should, like I said, start with a 4 if it is a Visa card. You did have that card on you now?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end.
Okay. And I'm just trying to authenticate. I know you said go on, it says Google Partner. Click that.
Yeah, on the link that I sent out to you, the G, it says Google Partner underneath it. You can click on it. It's actually hyperlinked, and if you tap it or click on it, it goes to google.com. You can see that at the search bar at the top, google.com/partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking at this. I don't know. I'm just trying to find, reviews and stuff because, I had a really bad experience with Angie's.
No, I hear you. Yeah. So, you know, you get everything in writing, but let me go ahead and do that for you now. I want you to feel comfortable in making this decision here. Give me just a second. I'm going to send you an email, and you have access to that now, right? You can pull that up.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to send this out to you. It's also going to have the services that we'll be providing here for you. I just have to adjust the pricing, so give me a second here.
Okay.
Obviously, we're applying a reduced rate here. I'm going to waive that setup fee altogether. So you'll also have this in writing for you. And then I'm going to highlight just to make it easy for you to find here. And this will take you right to our Google listing. So you can Google Local Splash right now on your own, but I'm going to send it out to you highlighted here, or in bold, I should say. Okay, so I've got the price reduced. I've got the setup fee waived, got the website included. So I sent that out to your email. Now, Gmail to Gmail on a large server on our end, and we've not corresponded previously. So if you do not see that straight in your inbox, please do check your promotional folder.
Okay, yeah, it just popped up.
Okay.
My name is Paul.
Yeah. So when I sent that out to you, there's information about Local Splash. You can click on where it says, well, the Google partner you've already seen. Local Splash customer reviews, you can click on that. You can see we've got a 4.9, that's 536 reviews. If you click on the Google Partner badge, that shows you what you've already seen.
Okay.
Okay.
So, do you guys have any presence on social media as well? I'm seeing the Facebook, and I see that you're a partner with Meta.
Yeah. Facebook, Meta, formerly Facebook. So, yeah, that's more popular now than ever before. Facebook's going to be part of your online profile. We will create a Facebook page for your business. So, you know, there's a lot that we do. If it matters to Google, it matters to us. Bing basically will index off of Google. So your placement on Bing is going to very closely mirror your placement on Google.
Okay. And as far as the card number, now, will you guys store this card?
No, sir. It's actually going to get encrypted. Nothing will be visible on my end once I click update. It's just to process this payment.
Okay. Well, the problem I know I keep on bringing up, Angie's, but this is what's, like, been, like, the thing that's made me hesitant.
No, and you...
Said that they weren't storing my card, and they did store it, and I was getting charged unbeknownst to me, like little charges.
Yeah, they're, you know, like the voice verification says, it is a month-to-month service. There's no additional charges. It is the exact amount, but you're not the first person to tell me about all of these charges that you were not expecting coming from Angie. So, you know, the voice verification is to protect you, but it's also to protect me as well. Like I said, I've been with the company myself for more than 9 years, April 17th, 2013, more than 9.5 years. That's when I started. I would not jeopardize my position within the company, nor would I jeopardize my company's position with Google to go outside the scope of that voice verification. Like I said, it's there for your protection. It clearly states, and I'll restate now, it is a month-to-month service, a fixed flat rate. It bills once a month for exactly $199, and it would never be a penny more. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. You're not paying a percentage of your profits per lead, click, or anything like that. So it's a lot easier to budget for. There's definite certainty with the amount and the day that it bills.
Okay. All right.
So the middle initial of A is on that card. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and read it, I'll repeat it at the very end.
Okay. 4-7-4-1-6-6-1-0-0-3-0-7-8-6-4-4.
And the expiration month and year?
10-26.
Last three digits on the back of the card?
0-7-4.
Okay. So I've got 0-7-4-0-74 on the back. I've got October or 10 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then, Kevin, was the card itself 4741-6610-0307-8644?
Yeah.
Okay, so that gets updated and encrypted. The billing address is at the 2005 Alto Vista Ave in Windsor Mill, 21207.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, no, the email is good.
Okay. Yeah, our automated system is going to send you that email in just a little bit. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will contact you within the following business day. That email address will be on there as well. Now, you'll receive that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, Mr. Matthews, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we went over in the voice verification moments ago. You'll receive that as a link on the invoice email, as well as a separate, basically, SMS or text message straight to you. You might receive the text before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do still have the 12 o'clock, that 12 noon spot available if you want to do that. There's also one or two booked up a little bit, but it looks like the afternoon there's possibly a 5 and a 6 if the late afternoon works better for you. But did you want something fairly quick here, maybe at noon or 1 o'clock or 2?
2 o'clock works.
2 o'clock. So we'll schedule the 2 o'clock hour. It'll be scheduled from 2 until 3. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call takes half that time. So at some point in that first half hour, we will give you a call. And by we, I mean our company, maybe even me, if I'm available, to introduce you to your client interview technician. An hour prior, you're going to receive a reminder email through our automated system. It's just going to let you know that that follow-up call is scheduled at 2. So at 1 o'clock, you'll receive that. And in just a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, did you receive through our automated system either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out by now?
Yeah, received both.
Okay. If you open up the text, I believe it goes right where we want it to go. The email, though, you know, it says, thank you for choosing local / your invoice is located below, and then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on that, it goes where I think that text message goes automatically, which is the terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Of course, we're going to optimize your Google Business Profile. I mean, that's pretty much everyone's main focus. But we'll also optimize on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 that are going to use Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people. We want you to get found for those calls, too. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. And that's where the and many more come in. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page, that's your website. We are going to build, host, maintain, and create that content. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down at the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. In the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to either type in or copy and paste Kevin A. Matthews. It's exactly as it appears there. So K, A, and M are capitalized. No period after the A, but appropriate spacing. So just one space before and after that middle initial. If you copy and paste, then just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got Kevin A. Matthews in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That's going to do a few things. Of course, one thing it does is it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost to $199, that we've included your website, etc. It also allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and it does let us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is a very important step in the process. You will know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So you can actually stop there. The reason it's asking you for a username and password, the system is asking you to log into your tracking system. The automated, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting. So the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already activated and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this point. We do need to do the client interview first to get the information we need to create the content that will be tracked. But within a couple of days, you'll receive by email and text both a username and a default password that you can use to access your account once your tracking system is activated. You can change that password. We know that some people never do. I can give you already the username because you cannot change that. It's already been assigned. It is easy, though, for you to remember. It is simply the phone number we're speaking on. Area codes included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So just the numbers, 443-983-7607. That's your username. And any correspondence.
So do I type that in?
You don't have to do that now. In fact, I think if you were able to put in a password, it would give you an error message that your tracking system is not yet activated. I'm just letting you have that username right now. But, yeah, the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system, but your tracking system hasn't even been activated yet. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, you will shortly receive a welcome email with that information at support@localsplash.com. Please do include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing, and then we'll easily be able to access that information and forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview, they're going to give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. If you like, you can email the photos team directly. Like I said, the catch-all for everything related to your account is the support@localsplash.com email. You can send anything and everything there. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. On my end, like I said, if I am available in that first part of the 2 o'clock hour when the client interview technician is ready for your call, I'll be on that call as well to introduce you to your technician. If I'm not, they'll call you directly. They will take good care of you. You'll be in good hands regardless of who gets assigned this particular account. They'll have access to everything that I've got on the notes here. If I don't talk to you later, have a wonderful weekend, but I do hope that I'll speak with you briefly to interview or to introduce you to your client interview technician. But other than that, real pleasure speaking with you. I mean it. I wouldn't say it if it weren't true. You're a nice guy. You're a patient guy. You even made me laugh a couple of times. You know, I don't get all of that on every phone call, Kevin, to be honest with you. Sometimes I get none of that. So it's always a pleasure speaking with someone who is as respectful of my time as I certainly hope that I have been of theirs. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your website up and running, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you as well. Like I said, hopefully I'll talk to you briefly later on, but if not, you have a wonderful day and enjoy the weekend.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
I sure will. Thank you, Kevin. Take care. Bye-bye.